This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I tell you, I am chomping at the bit more and more every day to get on air and start covering the incredible developments. Because as fast as I can go over all these fast-moving stories that affect our world in such a big way, more is coming out, really, by the millisecond. WikiLeaks has released more documents showing that Hillary Clinton was looking at going on Parkinson's medication. And another email has her saying, I quote, still don't feel great. And we've got more top scientists, more top neurologists going public saying Hillary clearly has serious neurological problems. The list is in the hundreds now. But that doesn't matter because she went on Jimmy Kimmel. And when she went on Jimmy Kimmel, ladies and gentlemen, he took her pulse. And then she opened a glass container of pickles. So now everything is okay. She has proven to the world she can basically do anything. And so I walked over to the cupboard this morning when I saw this clip on InfoWars.com. And I got out a container of pickles. And I thought, you know, pickles, the reason they're hard to open is they're vacuum sealed. And you don't turn it like a regular top. It just pops and you're done. It doesn't go around, but she goes around it. Oh, to open it, it's so hard, like she's undoing a corkscrew or pulling a cork out of a wine bottle. And that's why I think Mark Dice shot a video last night pointing out that it's clearly fake, and I totally agree with him. But they're faking Google numbers. They're faking polls. We've got stacks of news admitting that today. Why wouldn't they fake this? Remember, the architect of Obamacare, Gruber, working for Obama, said, thank God the public doesn't pay attention. It's so stupid. So she strains as she turns around the pickles. No one opens pickles that way. In fact, let me just show you how you open pickles. Okay, you don't go, oh, it's, I got to go in a big circle. Or you've never opened pickles in 85 million years this way, okay? See that? Oh, then it opens. No, no. You open it in one quick pop. Boop. It's done for TV viewers. Reminds me of Caddyshack when the character that Chevy Chase is playing has the hot blonde over to his house and he doesn't have any fresh Perrier, so he pours two bottles together that are by a pizza box. I'm going to play this later and puts the cap on top and walks over and goes, oh, boy, it just came right off. But now we have to scientifically show how this is staged. And by the way, Jimmy Fallon a few months ago, they've gone totally political. They always have been, but now it's so open, so brazen, so naked, so obvious, so over the top, so in your face, so arrogant towards their prey, you, the American people, that he's like, yeah, I hear TPP. I hear you support that. You down with TPP? They got this great jazz band playing. Obama's back there all cool. And he goes, yeah, you know me. It's like saying, you down with having a foreign corporate takeover of America and shutting down even more jobs and screwing everybody? Just like you double black unemployment? Yeah, you know me. But see, it's okay because it's fun, it's cool, it's all completely scripted. It's like taking her pulse. But it's all entertainment, isn't it? So it's okay. 100% scripted. You don't open a can of pickles by going in a big circle around it and opening it. They won't open that way. That's why women famously can't open them, because their daddy didn't teach them how to do it. A woman can open a can easy. You just go boom, pop, you don't go, totally fake, caught red-handed.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hillary Clinton has been caught in more fraud, more corruption, more deception, more racketeering with her cohorts, her willing accomplices. No, I don't mean the $35 million Russia paid her foundation to give the Russian government one-fifth of the U.S. uranium stockpile. No, I'm not talking about her transferring when she was co-president in the mid-90s, the ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile technology, from top to bottom, from guidance to boost to symmetry to reentry to MIRV. No, I'm not talking about her arming Al-Qaeda and ISIS and turning them loose in the Middle East with Saudi Arabia and being the founder of ISIS, as Donald Trump properly has called her. General Flynn has also basically said that, the former head of Defense Intelligence. No, I'm not talking about her going after our Second Amendment or helping get derivatives legalized in the mid-1990s with the usual suspects, people like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, individuals like Larry Summers, and then signing us on to all that debt that wasn't ours. No, I'm talking about what happened last night when she went on one of these mindless late-night entertainment shows, Jimmy Kimmel, and said that it's a conspiracy theory that she has any health problems. And then she basically had her pulse taken by Jimmy Kimmel. And then she opened a container of pickles. But she didn't really open the container of pickles. Because we're going to prove at the bottom of the hour for TV viewers, we'll describe it for radio listeners, that that's not how you open a container of pickles. So I've got a whole bunch of containers of these. In an earlier segment, I already opened one and show people how you do it. But I'm going to show you the fraud blown up on video of her. And people say, oh, well, why does this matter? This is the type of thing that can capture the public's attention. They're like, oh, uranium to Russia. Oh, $100 million from Gulf states, you know, that execute gays and women for no reason. That's okay. But if she faked opening the glass container of pickles, folks, this is going to probably be a big deal for the general public. And I'm being serious. I'm not being facetious. But let's stop right there. We're going to have Roger Stone in studio today with us. Donald Trump is flying into Austin for a big rally in North Austin today. So who knows who will be popping in or who knows who will be interviewing tonight on top of Stone to be in studio. I think his plane's getting in as we speak. And a lot more today. But before I go any further, before I even get into all these other big stacks of news, before I detail the latest jihad operations, I want to start with this stack because this ties into everything. This is such an amazing stack. Reuters has a headline. And just this headline is an entire college course on deception. OSCE rights group requests 500 international observers to monitor U.S. presidential vote. And then it goes on because they believe there's going to be fraud. But not by Hillary, but by Trump, with no evidence of that. She's the one that just stole it from Bernie Sanders. He stopped the Republicans from stealing it from him. Now, the real headline should be UN-EU directive, an organization to oversee U.S. elections. But see, they know that'll scare you and wake up people, because we've been warning of this forever. So they just say OSCE. That right there is the tactic. Then you read the Reuters article, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. That's the original group set up in the Marshall Plan that the UN was set up through. So this is the predecessor of that, to send 500 international observers to observe November U.S. presidential election, a tenfold increase from the number the group deployed in 2012. Because they knew Romney take a dive. And then it goes on with what they say. Now, I thought Donald Trump's a total kook for saying there's a lot of evidence of election fraud. We need to investigate it and watch it. But now the Justice Department is the group giving them the federal authority to do this. And they announced last week, Jay Johnson, that he's going to put fivefold the federal observers to make sure illegals and others can vote. That's really what's happening. So they're coming in to make sure voter fraud can take place, the Democrats' specialty. Isn't that just darling? So, contradictions within contradictions. The UN-EU, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, that has this security treaty set up, security cooperation in Europe. I mean, almost no one knows who all these groups and organizations are. I do. I've studied the globalists. So this is actually the original globalist organization that took over Europe after World War II to oversee our elections. This is beyond the UN. This is the group the Rockefellers and Rothschilds set up, and then they set up the UN after that. Global government. Now, let's continue. For 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks, we've been harping on the fact that there is no coverage in U.S. mainstream dinosaur, Decepticon, enemy, collaborator media or what I should call discredited corporate media, 6% trust rate, according to the Associated Press and their own international study or national study. But strangely enough, in Europe, it's gotten coverage. In the German news and the French news and the Russian news, the Italian news, and now the Jerusalem Post gets it completely right when it says this. What have I been harping on day after day? Our world, Jerusalem Post, Soros campaign of global chaos. The first thing we see is the megalomaniacal nature of Soros' philanthropic project. No corner of the globe is unaffected by his efforts. No policy area is left untouched. And then it goes through the emails. How to overthrow the U.S. How to overthrow Israel. How to overthrow Europe. This is so, and we have him, diabolical. And some people, because they've been conditioned by the press, will say, oh my gosh, Israel's bad, let's get Israel. Israel's a complex situation, and Israel's done some bad things, just like the U.S. has. But I'll tell you, I'll take Israel over George Soros any day, sweetheart. Israel's a diverse group. Soros is a Nazi collaborator, literal demon. But the point is, forget Israel. Forget the U.S. George Soros' emails are public for almost, what is it, 16 days. Thousands of them. How they're bringing in the Muslims to overthrow things. How they're destabilizing. It's all there. Arrest him. And even the Jerusalem Post comes out. If I have time later in the third hour, I'm going to read this whole article. But I've got hundreds, so I've got to move. UN to run our elections with Justice Department power and under strong cities, I'm getting chills, to oversee our police departments. That's Loretta Lynch saying that, not me. We are so, so, so conquered. But if we admit we've been taken over, it will implode. It's illegitimate. What do they call the North American Union documents of 2008 from Banff, Canada, when Judicial Watch sued and got them? What do they call it? They called it North American Integration and Global Governance by Stealth. What does stealth need to be stealth? If it's not stealth, it crashes and burns. Oh, we're going to beat these people. And by the way, it's not the Russians hacking Soros. I can tell you that. I've confirmed from high-level sources that it's U.S. agencies. Absolutely. Wake up. Save the country. We can defeat these people bloodlessly by exposing their crimes. Let's keep hitting them and hitting them hard. I salute the folks inside the government doing this. Hit them and hit them hard. Hit all of them. But notice the whole world's hitting Soros. Everybody knows who the enemy is. Worldwide concern over too many immigrants study shows. Yahoo News. But that's okay. Paris tourism chief demands rescue plan as attacks scare off visitors. And they basically lost half their tourism last year. But don't worry. Daily Mail has the quote, and there's a video. But it's in Parlez-vous Français. Borders are the worst invention ever, close quote. EU chief Jean-Claude Juncker. Look into the Juncker family, folks. Widens rift with European leaders as he calls for open borders. That's like saying doors on your house are the worst invention ever, or privacy is the worst invention ever, or having a safe is the worst invention ever. If we didn't have borders, Genghis Khan would rule the world today, or his offspring would, or Hitler. I mean, what are they talking about? A bad guy takes over one country, other countries can organize against it. But under a global government, you can't do that. You're under one system. So the people are like, we're panicking, they're murdering us, 5 million have poured in, they're killing people, they're burning vehicles, they're robbing, they're raping, and he's just like, we're getting rid of it. EU boss sparks border outrage. Juncker slammed over beyond parody checkpoint madness. But don't worry, Sarkozy announces a bid for 2017. He's the guy that helped get rid of their borders. 8 Facebook users indicted for mocking. Gotta love that. But before I get into all this other news, massive censorship in Europe against anybody criticizing this, this is how they're conquering the planet. And the head of the UN Borders and Migrants Council is actually the founder of the EU, and he is openly admitting it is to bring down the West. And then we've got the clip we played yesterday of Vice President Biden saying, yes, white people are bad. We've got to get rid of them. I mean, this is crazy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio.
Yep, when I was just a baby.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play.
Always clean your guns.
But I shot a man in Reno.
Yeah, my mama didn't tell me don't play with guns. She told me, always clean your guns. And don't point a gun at something unless you're planning to pull a trigger.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my
That's Johnny Cash bringing us in. Donald Trump's going to be speaking tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Travis County Expo Center in North Austin. The venue holds, I think, about 20,000 people. And we're going to have our crew inside. We're going to have our crew outside. The communists are going to be up there. I'm told the same ones that came out and tried to physically attack us. It was like retarded zombies, you know, you see in movies. They weren't very effective. So we're all going to be out there this evening. And if Trump isn't on the show today, he'll be on the show Friday. But I'm just going to leave it at that. Roger Stone's plane is delayed. Just took off from Dallas, where he was flying in from Florida. And so he should be here by the middle of the broadcast in about an hour for the balance of the transmission today. Okay, where to start, where to begin getting into all of this news that I haven't covered yet, which is the majority of it. You have to understand, when I just covered Reuters with the corporation and organization that founded the UN saying it's going to oversee our elections, that is so huge. And they're doing it at tenfold what they did in 2012. So see, this is an escalation. And I can play the clips of Loretta Lynch in the press conference 6 months ago saying, under strong cities, we will follow the UN, UNESCO treaties, which we haven't ratified, on policing, on small arms, all of it, and they will tell the review boards and recommend to the Justice Department what to do in your town. She said, the UN will give us our orders. Remember Obama a few years ago in Syria? He said, I'm going to act alone outside of Congress. I have the authority of the United Nations. Even though he didn't have the authority. Then he said, well, now, because the UN wouldn't even go along with it, because Russia vetoed it, he went further and he said, okay, I have the authority of NATO. That is a consortium of North Atlantic countries. The U.S. comprising half its force and funding. This is open world government, people. Where our politicians get bought off, they sign us over to the TPP, the UN, the World Trade Organization, the IMF, the World Bank, all run by the same 100 or so people. You look at who runs the CFR, who runs the IMF, who runs the World Bank, who runs the International Bank of Settlements, who runs the OECD, who runs the OSCE. It's 100 people or less. And, of course, who is one of the masters that would always organize all those people? Henry Kissinger. And it's why Hillary Clinton's gotten up in speeches. And it's why General Jones, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and then former National Security Council head, have gone on TV and in print journals and said, I get my orders from Henry Kissinger and the Council on Foreign Relations every day. Those are quotes by both of them. To rub your nose in it. Remember when Obama violated Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution and worked at the United Nations as the Secretary General for a time? And then when he sat in and chaired the Security Council for one rotation? Less than a year, but it was almost a year. You can go into all the details of it. This is open world government in your face. They are practicing it. They are exercising it. They are engaging in it in front of you. And again, it's not like they're bringing in some Star Trek lovey-dove UN world government thing, kumbaya. It's to carry out deindustrialization. It's to carry out austerity. It's to carry out the eugenics endgame. World government's a means to an end. Now, I'm going to stop there. Coming up, because it's illustrative of their fraud, we're going to prove that Hillary Clinton didn't really open that container of pickles on Jimmy Kimmel. And then we're going to show some of the other political stunts that late night TV is involved in for this crime cartel. Then I'm going to get into forced inoculations in the United States, now official. We're going to get into the fact they're not letting any Christian refugees into the U.S. We're going to get into the latest on Hillary's health. That ties into all this. We're going to get into the latest on the Clinton Foundation, the economy, and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. This is a very important broadcast. Everybody can listen at Infowars.com/show or see the video feed or on stations across the country.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Roger Stone's going to be in the studio later. We're going to have live coverage tonight starting at 7 o'clock Central and going for hours of Trump coming to Austin, Texas. And we'll have the communists outside whenever they're up to. We'll also have crew inside and, of course, some surprises as well coming up this evening, 7 o'clock Central. Many of our radio affiliates now pick up TV show. I never thought of that. I was doing a TV show to get on television, and I do a radio show that's slash TV for the internet that's 3 hours long and live. Well, now 4 hours that you're watching and listening to right now. But then I started doing the nightly news a few years ago, 4 years ago, and stations started calling and saying, hey, that's really good radio, too. We want to pick that up. So I know that more than 50 of our affiliates actually are picking up the hour-long nightly news. So really exciting. And a lot of them take our live coverage of debates. They take our election coverage. It's really crazy. I'm telling you, if we went 20 hours a day live, it would change the world. The problem is I don't have the capital, the crew yet. But more and more I am thinking about doing something like that just because there's so much news, so much analysis, so much happening. I can get a crew of maybe, I don't know, 10 more crew members and 10 more on-air hosts and just have each person do an hour or so a day of live analysis and just coverage. This teleprompter free, and it would get picked up everywhere. And I think that's really where we should just go. We're obviously going to get into the latest on the economy, the latest on medical tyranny here in the United States as the system moves for forced inoculations. The administration saying that for every 1,000 Muslims they bring in as refugees, they might bring in a couple Christians. That trend is continuing as well. But the first thing I want to do is debunk Hillary Clinton on her claim that it's a conspiracy theory and that it's illegitimate to come out and question her health. The Democratic Party made a really big deal out of John McCain's health in 2008. And quite frankly, I think that that was probably legitimate. John McCain has some serious health problems and was hiding them. But just like they had some legitimate criticisms of Bush's lackluster response to Katrina, when Obama didn't even show up for 6 days and Hillary never showed up, that's a big deal, especially when they're criticizing Donald Trump. So there's a double standard. And I'm about to prove that she didn't open that container of pickles on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. But first, let's go to Google's own admissions. This story's on Infowars.com. Just to illustrate the fraud that happens on a daily basis. Google hides Clinton body count search suggestions. They admit they've done things like delist Trump during key parts of the election cycle as a presidential candidate, period. It goes on and on and on. So that's the latest article today. Don't want people to investigate the deaths, the mysterious deaths, and the Democrats have hired a big PR agent to deal with this, and they're interfacing with Google. Another report. Trump defeats Hillary in a poll. Monmouth amends it to give Hillary the victory. Oh, they said, oh, well, that can't be right. Let's go back and fix this. Poll weighed 29 Republicans to 33 Democrats to let Hillary win. Now, let's give it to Monmouth. They didn't have 15% more Democrats than Republicans like Reuters and others have done. But simply astounding. Now, since you saw those two little pieces of fraud, don't forget that we've seen Jimmy Fallon come out and push the Trans-Pacific Partnership as if it's trendy and cool with Obama. They're trying to use entertainment to push things that wouldn't be palatable in a real news format of even half-educated or informed people. So last night we got treated to her going on the program. And we're going to play the full clip here in a moment. And Jimmy Kimmel reaches over and takes her pulse and then makes a joke about it. And she talks about the wacky, kooky way she's being attacked. She doesn't have any health issues. Hoping that the audience isn't aware of the fact that they've had dozens and dozens of top brain surgeons, neurologists, you name it, some of which are even Democrats, go on TV and say she shows signs of neurological impairment. They don't talk about the fact that the new WikiLeaks email has come out with Hillary looking to take Parkinson's medication and talking about how she couldn't get out of bed. This is in her emails. So they are engaged in a cover-up. We know that back in 2012, 2013, she spent basically a year in a hospital that specializes in brain surgery and brain tumors and neurological problems. And they admit she had surgeries for blood clots, but she's not released those medical records. Now, that said, all of that laid out here, and doctors coming out every day and new videos of her stumbling and falling down and not being able to stand up and acting disoriented, looking like she's having many seizures. And our Secret Service leaked intel that she indeed has some serious neurological disorder. She's had to have her vehicles fitted with special systems that lower down to the ground so she can be basically lifted into the car. Despite all of that, they put her on an entertainment show like Jimmy Kimmel, and he takes her pulse, and then he opens, or she supposedly opens, a can of pickles. Now, I noticed this right away, and we blew the video up. There's no pop when she opens it, and she acts like she has to turn it all the way around like she's opening a can of peanut butter. But anyone who's opened a sealed can of pickled vegetables, whether it be tomatoes, whether it be garlic, whether it be olives, whether it be pickled fruit, knows there is a pop. You don't turn around it. You can't open a can of pickles that way. You pressure down and pop it open and then unscrew it. There's no pop. She acts like it pops at the end. This is completely and totally fake and scripted and all part of entertainment. So let's play the unedited clip to analyze it.
Speaking of rumors that have gotten started, there's now the new one is that you are unhealthy, that you had a concussion, right. That Rudy Giuliani was on Fox News yesterday and today, and he's saying you seem to be sick, you look tired, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Are you in good health?
Well, this has become one of their themes. Here, you take my pulse while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Make sure I'm alive.
Oh, my God, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. Back in October, the National Enquirer said I would be dead in 6 months.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
So with every breath I take, I feel like it's a...
You have a new lease on life.
Yeah, a new lease on life. I don't know why they are saying this. I think, on the one hand, it's part of the wacky strategy.
Uh-huh.
Just say all these crazy things, and maybe you can get some people to believe you. On the other hand, it just absolutely makes no sense. And I don't go around questioning Donald Trump's health. I mean, as far as I can tell, he's as healthy as a horse.
Well, his doctor said he had the best health medical examination he's ever seen in a human being.
Yeah, I saw that.
Can you open this jar of pickles? This has not been tampered with.
This is a full screen. That's it. Totally fake. And notice she's wearing a lav mic. You would hear the pop of the can. Now, before I demonstrate this for folks, I'll describe this for radio listeners. Let's do it in slow-mo. Let's go ahead and show this in slow motion. No, first let's show it blown up. And then we'll show it in slow motion. Here it is. And then she just lifts it off the top. That's not how you open a can of pickles. Now, we did some humor here. This reminded me of when the Ty Webb character in Caddyshack, 1980 classic, has the hot blonde over at his house, and he's got a half-eaten pizza out and two Perriers. He pours them together and tries to put the cap back on. I've actually done that myself years ago. I was just kind of reenacting it in college, but I actually did do it. And comes over and acts like he's opening it, and it's just as fake as when Hillary does it. Here it is. Okay, now we've got it blown up one more time. Seriously, you're watching this. This is not how you open a can, okay? And I've got four different containers here. I've already opened one earlier as a test just to make sure my memory was serving me correct. I probably opened 300 of these in my life or more. Okay, and I've got different brands here. It's all the same. You pop them open. That's why if your hands are greasy, it's hard to do, or sweaty. You pop them. You don't turn them like it's peanut butter or jelly or something. Or like you're opening up, you know, a can of fertilizer or whatever. It's popped. It's vacuum sealed. It's vacuum sealed. Okay? Boom. See that? Pop. Now I'm gripping all over the mouse pad here. Excuse me. Don't try this at home, ladies and gentlemen. Now continuing. Here is a larger container of Vlasic. And again, now my hands are wet, just what I was talking about. This is not product placement. Again, you will notice you don't open it going like this and then it pops off. You open it by pressuring down and popping. Look at that. I can't even really get it open because my hands are wet. So that's how strong I am. But Hillary Clinton, good God. Look at that. I am so weak. I also hurt my hand last week. I am so weak. I can't even open this. This is real. This is really happening. And where's Hillary Clinton when you need her? I mean, I don't want to look like I'm not manly here. Sometimes you got to bang this up on the table. I guess we got one that was really tough. I can't. This might happen one out of 50. I can't even open this. But Hillary Clinton can. I mean, this is the level of bull we're dealing with here. Okay? See it. There we go. So you have to pop it, ladies and gentlemen. You have to pop it. My hands were wet. Really on there, though. Let me try this one. This is a smaller Vlasic. Now the whole office can enjoy some pickles today. Continuing. I almost broke my hand a few weeks ago. Remember the whole trading punches with Weldon Henson, which I will not be doing again. I am not 20 years old anymore. I'm going to show you again. Can we zoom in on this to show people what Hillary did? She claims she went around, and then it just comes right off like that. But she does this whole fake like she's straining. In fact, let me copy Hillary Clinton real quick. Give me a wide shot. I'm making a Bernie Sanders sound. Going in a big circle. And then it comes off. They don't come off like that. They come off like pressure. You just open it. That's how they come off. Dripping more of this now. Since when do you open these? They drip everywhere. I guess these are filled to the brim. So, there you go. I worked up a sweat there. And we can now take that video, edit it down for brevity, and put it out for folks, but leave the part in when I couldn't open it. This is just classic. This is so ridiculous. One more time with the Caddyshack clip as well, because, I mean, you can't watch it only once. Let's show Hillary with the staged opening of the can of pickles. Here it is.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was going to illustrate that, too. You have a can opener? Look, all you have to be president now is to be able to open a container of water or be able to open a container of pickles. So basically, this is what it looks like when you really open up a bottle of water that's carbonated. Okay? Now, I just did that. That's what it looks like. Now, when it's fake, I would put this back on just like that. Okay, I'm Ty Webb from Caddyshack. Reenacting Caddyshack is key. And then I'm trying to act cool to the hot blonde. I'm like, oh, baby, I got you a little fresh drink here. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, my gosh, I can't reenact that. I put an acronym. I'm better than Ty. Oh, look at that. Here, I'll have to reenact it with this one. I'm trying to ruin that. This is live teleprompter free, ladies and gentlemen. This is not fake, okay? And we're actually trying to illustrate how it's fake, and it's even hard to do. Okay? There we go. And did too good a job here. Let me just. Here you go. Hello, my darling. How are you doing? Would you like a fresh drink? Oh, whoa, there you go. So, I guarantee our ratings are skyrocketing right now. you know, just do the right thing, though. Can we please play the entire unedited Caddyshack clip when he's in there? We don't have it. Now, like in Saudi Arabia, they're arresting people that disagree with the government, calling it sorcery, and it's a death penalty, which I don't normally agree with. But I don't think if you don't have the full Caddyshack clip ready, that is the death penalty. We do have it? Okay, then you're reprieved. Here it is.
Well, hello. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Hi. Busy?
Oh, come on in. Oh, go ahead. has nothing.
I tried calling, but they don't have a listing for Mr. Wonderful.
What spelling did you use? Sorry about this mess. Let me just clean up here. Getting ready for the season.
What, duck?
No, no. Dolphin. Like a drink? Tuna colada, perhaps?
Anything, honey. Who's your decorator, Benihana?
No, I bought most of that stuff back with me from Vietnam.
You were in the war?
No. Homo. Much better now, though.
Here's an uncashed check for $70,000.
Keep it.
There's a bunch of them. And a summons.
Yours.
Pretty pathetic, Ty.
Pathetic? Maybe you, Lacey. For me, there's a subtle perfection in everything I do. I have my own standards, my own way.
My uncle says you got a screw loose.
Oh, yeah. Your uncle molests collies. You're rather,
What?
Attractive for a beautiful girl with a great body.
Right. That's Hillary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's enough. Hillary is so incredibly powerful that she probably can just look at a can of Perrier. We went to the grocery store this morning. They didn't have it for some reason because it was sold out, so we got Topo Chico up there, check cashes. No, I'm serious. This is not product placement. And it just illustrates we have all this incredibly serious news going on. We have Hillary caught in all these frauds. The missile secrets to China, you know, 17, 18 years ago. The uranium deals 5 years ago to Russia that nobody else could deal, you know, could get for $35 million. All the corruption, all the lies, the emails, the administration she was part of, persecuting all these innocent people. But it's okay because they go on these TV shows and act popular and cool and funny and make jokes about people that question known liars. Oh! And we're going to edit that whole train wreck that you just saw or heard 10 minutes ago together into a shorter piece to illustrate how we caught her lying, how there's no pop when you open up the container of pickles. And just add this little point onto that. We should play, just as we mentioned it, the Down with TPP clip, because that really makes me sicker than this. Here's the TPP handing over our national sovereignty to shadowy corporate global groups. Secretly negotiated. The public couldn't even see it. It was already basically passed and agreed upon globally. And they just put Obama up there with some jazz blues singers. And he says he's down with TPP like in one of those rap songs. So it's cute and funny. This is making becoming slaves to global government funny. And it's not funny. Here's that clip.
Now, hold on there, Fred Dispenser. Are you saying you're down with TPP?
Yeah, you know me.
So it's cool, it's fun, it's cute. The lighting's perfect. It's all scripted. They're great actors, and they just screwed that audience hardcore. President, are you down with having a secretive global government group leverage out what jobs we've got left and exploit people with slave labor? The TPP actually doesn't outlaw slavery and actually makes it legal again. Are you for that? Yes, I'm down with that. All right. It's a very, very serious subject, and I've gone over it now with a little bit of humor here. Maybe a little funnier if you're actually watching on television, but for radio listeners, obviously, the next few hours we'll have that clip of a live transmission posted up on Infowars.com. But they admit these exchanges are scripted, so it's a fact. Or you can believe lying, crooked Hillary. But getting back to some of the latest news that she says is a conspiracy theory, top doctor concerns over Hillary's health, not a conspiracy theory. Rutgers University professor of medicine says Clinton should be assessed by an impartial panel of physicians. What did Dr. Pachinik say on the show last week? Just that. Here's a new article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that everybody needs to get out there. WikiLeaks emails. Hillary looked into Parkinson's drug after suffering from decision fatigue. Wow. That is spooky, deceptive. wrote Clinton. Or that is spooky descriptive. Excuse me, I'm having a Freudian slip about what I really think she thinks. Emails released by WikiLeaks show that Hillary Clinton looked into a drug used to treat sleepiness and Parkinson's disease after she apparently began suffering from decision fatigue. Oh, boy, her own email. She has decision fatigue. That's exactly what Donald Trump's been saying. She goes out, gives us a 10-minute speech, disappears for 3 days, napping. And they come out and they say, how dare you? How dare you claim that this lady doesn't have stamina? We're not saying there aren't women that have more stamina than men. In fact, a lot of old women have more stamina than old men, in my experience. Case in point, my grandmothers. Women live longer than men. No one's saying that. We're saying Hillary Clinton looks like she got run over by a bus. And half the time looks like a crew of insane monkeys did her hair. I mean, she all the time she walks out and just looks all bedraggled. What is going on with this woman? They're getting her out of bed. She has to run off. A guy follows her around with a pen in his hand that basically injects you with different types of tranquilizers. They won't tell us what type. Incredible. Clinton sent an email to close confidant advisor Cheryl D. Mills on August 9, 2011. This is 5 years later, folks. Now, she looks like hell now. Featuring the text of an article entitled, Do You Suffer from Decision Fatigue? The article talks about how people in positions of power and influence suffer from decision fatigue that causes them to be low on mental energy and promotes the sufferer to become reckless and impulsive. And it goes on to say it can also treat Parkinson's. But there's nothing going on here. There's nothing to be seen. Go back to sleep, everyone. I'm going to stop right there. And we're going to come back and get into this article that has been put up by the Daily Caller. Joe Biggs shot a video on it. It's on InfoWars.com. U.S. Army slide lists Hillary Clinton as a security threat. We'll also get into the latest Uma Abedin. That's Hillary's girlfriend that runs the radical Muslim journals, where it says that women should basically be kept inside like parakeets. Huma, but it's okay because she's trendy. Huma Abedin left classified material unsecured in the front seat of her car. That's okay. Trump called for an independent investigation of Clinton email crimes. Giuliani says Clinton Foundation is a racketeering enterprise, took money from criminals and dictators. But before I go any further, my friends, I have to remember to breathe, folks. I'm so fired up here on air. I want to just remind you that this special will end tonight because we have to hold some back for folks who are signed up for AutoShip. By the way, you get 10% off additionally on any discounts when you are signed up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com. And you also get 20% off on Living Defense until it ends today. And it's scores of different herbs and plant extracts that are known to cleanse your body of harmful organisms, parasites, you name it. Take advantage of that today. And you can also order some of the other products while you're at it, like Hillary for Prison. And we also have some other specials running, like get the Armageddon film for $19.95 exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get a free bottle of colloidal silver or three of my DVD films. Free. So you get two of the films, you get free colloidal silver or three of my films. Free, great for your archive, great to donate to the library, great to share in the InfoWar. So Armageddon available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is a subsection where you can also order. We're called toll-free 888-253-3139, and you make it all possible. This is teleprompter free. Sometimes transcendent, other times a train wreck. Always informative.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time at Contract.